minutes. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, and also the four talented, diverse, and provocative players of the game who are participating this week. We welcome back two golden oldies of Just a Minute who've been playing this game since it first began many years ago. We welcome the actor and traveller, Derek Nimmo, the writer, politician and wit, Clement Freud. We also welcome back for the third or fourth time, the accomplished actor and distinctive comedian, Tony Slattery, and the equally accomplished comedy performer and all-round entertainer, Stephen Frost. Would you please welcome all four of them? As usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Besides me sits Anne Osborne, who's going to hold the stopwatch. She's going to help me with the score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the St. James's Concert Hall in the Channel Island of Guernsey. And we are facing a delightful, warm, enthusiastic Guernsey audience, who are going to cheer us on our way as we begin the first round with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject is fast food. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Loose women and fast food are two things one should not be without. I would particularly like to recommend fast food, which is, of course, food you do not eat because you are fasting. Among this, water and bread and unleavened.
Oh, yes, they all heard the and yep. Stephen Frost, yes, you...
No hesitation now, yes. Unleavened
You have a correct challenge, so you get a point for that. You take over the subject of fast food, and there are 41 seconds left, starting now.
Spaghetti is my favourite fast food, because you suck it really hard, it goes down really quickly.
And Tony Slattery challenge.
Repetition of really.
There were two reallys there. Tony Slattery, nice from here for you. You got in with the correct challenge, you get a point for that. You have 37 seconds available. Tell us something about fast food.
The fastest food I've ever had was, I think, the other day in an Indian restaurant. It was vindaloo. Gosh, it was quick. I made it.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
No,
milking the audience.
So.
Milk you?
No. And the audience wouldn't agree with it. And he was sort of trying to ride the laugh and yet not do so. So, Tony, I give you the benefit of the doubt on this occasion, and you get a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. There are 27 seconds available, and it's still fast food, starting now.
One of the most peculiar things about hamburgers, especially in some of the more well-known... Oh!
No. It's an impossible game, isn't it? Right. So, Derek, you got in first. Definite hesitation. There are 21 seconds available. Tell us something about fast food.
The fastest food that I've ever tasted was 2 weeks ago, travelling on Concorde to New York. It was going at twice the speed of sound, and I had some delicious caviar provided by White. It was beluga and totally sumptuous in its taste. I do think, as a nation, the British are quite awful because they eat on the hoof all the time. What other country goes around checking the hoof?
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmo. So at the end of the first round, Derek Nimmo and Tony Slattery have taken the lead over the other two. Stephen Frost, will you take the next round? The subject is the wrong end of the stick. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Well, I went on holiday to Greece once, to an island called Naxos, and I was talking to the chef, and I said to him, I see you've lost a waiter, because the man who helped him out the day before wasn't there, and he said, yes, I have been working very hard, and patted his stomach. See, he thought I meant... I've lost a waiter! But I can't say
I
that.
I don't know what on earth you're going on about. Clement, you had a correct challenge. You got in first there, and 44 seconds are available. The wrong end of the stick, starting now.
It was mooted that Lord Archer's face should be on postage stamps in England. But when they gave it a test, it was found that there was a lack of adhesion. And they realized that people were spitting on the wrong side. I'm not sure whether that is the wrong side of the stick, but certainly there was...
There was never a challenge.
A hesitation.
Yes, there was a hesitation then. 12 seconds are now available. The wrong end of the stick, Derek, starting now.
Coming here tonight, people have got the wrong end of the stick. Could it even be evensong? I believe...
Clement Freud challenge.
Two evens.
Evensong?
Evensong is a separate word.
But you said even be evensong.
Yeah, but evensong...
Anything,
oh, girl, stop it, please.
So, Derek, I can see with an incorrect challenge, you have 7 seconds still. Another point to you, the wrong end of the stick, starting now.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, and Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Now, that's what one might have heard if one'd come here a few years ago. Sadly, today, in this very...
Well, once again, Derek Nimmo was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so. He's now taken a strong lead as he brought that round to an end with that little prayer. Derek, why don't you take the next round? Because the subject is Guernsey. Oh, what an absurd. Don't groan like that. I'm sure you're going to say nice things. Derek, 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I really feel tremendously privileged to be able to talk about this beautiful island for a few moments.
Stephen Frost has shunned.
That's not what he said in the dressing room. he was going on about give it back to the French or something. I don't know what was going on. And now he's out here patronising. Right. I can't believe it.
Right. Well, as it wasn't actually deviating from the rules of Just a Minute, Stephen, what I do there is give you a bonus point because we love the challenge. But, Derek, you were interrupted, so you get a point for being interrupted. You keep the subject, Guernsey, starting now.
The rich, creamy milk that comes from Guernsey cows is particularly delightful. And, of course, Guernsey sweaters. Worn by the fishermen, blue, unrinsed wool, which are so famous throughout the world. In fact, in Australia, if you're playing in football games there, if you get a Guernsey, it means it's like in England, you get a cap for playing cricket. They get a Guernsey in the Antipodes. And so it's rather interesting thought that some people might say jersey, which is a much lesser thing to have than a Guernsey. And so it's rather nice to be actually in the birthplace of...
Clement Freud challenge.
Two rather nices.
Yes, there were two rather
absolutely
nice...
Absolutely, I said three, I think. It's rather nice to be talking about guns,
yes. Rather nice of you to say so, and he doesn't get any more points. Just one for a correct challenge, and 20 seconds available, Clement, on Guernsey, starting now.
Nemo is rather keen on Guernsey because it is roughly the size of some of his estates. There are many countries to which you can go, and Derek is... the proprietor, landlord, owner, also grows wine.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of Derek.
No, Nimmo first.
Nimmo first. 4 seconds of incorrect challenge, Clement. You have another point starting now.
Matt Letizier is one of the great exports to our great country.
So, Cameron got that extra point for speaking of the whistle wind, and he's moved into second place behind Derek Nimmo, and Stephen Frost and Tony Slattery, only 1 point behind, equal in third place together. And Tony, your turn to begin. Oh, a lovely subject for you, the common touch. I'm sure you have it in spades, but talk on the subject starting now.
I once went to a Buckingham Palace garden party, and I was rather nervous, as you can imagine, about meeting various members of the royal family and the monarchy. I wondered whether they would be nice to me or whether I would have to bow and scrape. I was queuing up for some cucumber sandwiches when I heard the words behind me, "Oi, there's a queue, bitch," and I turned round only to see Princess Anne, who was in fact shoveling spades over her shoulder. She was digging a hole. I said, "Why aren't there workmen to do that?" The royal personage replied, "Not at all. I'm digging a tunnel to get out of this madhouse."
Derek Nimmo rescued you just in time, I think, before they came along to take you off to the tower. 28 seconds are available for the common touch with you, Derek, starting now.
When Barbara Carton was on television once, she was asked whether she had the common touch, and indeed whether the class system was dead in Great Britain. And she replied, "Of course it is. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to somebody like you." I think shows that she has got the common touch.
Yes, just after you got your laugh, Clement Freud challenged you, yes.
Repetition of weather.
Weather. Don't look so surprised. You did actually say it. They try and bluff me out of it. I'm explaining. They look at me sometimes with shocked surprise
I'm
on their face.
I'm looking at you with total contempt.
And that's one of my friends speaking. And that's one of my friends laughing as well. Right. Clement, correct challenge, 13 seconds available. The common touch, starting now.
If you hold high political office and are not too keen to hang on to it, I would suggest going to Clapham Common and having a common touch. And you will do... It is infinitely better than Battersea Park or Hampstead Heath.
Before the whistle went, Tony, you challenged Tony Snaggy.
It's deviation from the truth. Battersea Park is much better.
I was not going to say I bow to superior knowledge.
Let us assume that it coincided with the whistle, and Clement Freud got the point, because he would get it anyway for speaking as the whistle went, and he's now still in second place behind Derek Nimmo, and the other two are trailing only at 2 or 3 points. And we move on. Clement, we're back with you. The subject now is cliffhanger. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
It is not common knowledge that for every person in the United Kingdom there are 1 million spiders, each of whom has 8 eyes, which means that each human being is constantly being observed by 8...
Derek, no more chance.
Million.
Eight, yes, there were too many numbers in there.
Yes.
Right, 42 seconds are available. And this... I don't know what he was talking about. Is anybody in the office now? But that's it. I mean, his erudition goes above the heads of so many of us, don't we? Cliffhanger. 42 seconds, Derek, starting now.
One of the greatest living Englishmen, apart from Nicholas Parsons, is Sir Cliff Richards. And his fans have long been known as cliffhangers. And they have grown in numbers over the years because he has always delivered the goods. And when that last little ginger man won't play his records, the cliffhangers will be round to get him. Because it's very unfair. Because everyone has liked him and he was made a knight of the British Empire by a most kind and wonderfully appreciative monarch, and there ought to be more cliffhangers. I don't know if he's ever been here to Guernsey, but he's missing something if he hasn't, because and in the old movies they always used to finish an episode with a cliffhanger. That's how the name really came about. It might be something.
So, Derek Nimmo going for quite a while until the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, has increased his lead at the end of the round. Stephen Frost, your turn to begin. The subject, scam. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
For those of you who don't know, scam is like a con trick, having one over on another person and making a profit from it. And it comes from the Cockney rhyming slang, scam, man, pan, handle...
I have no idea. But Tony Slattery got in first with a hesitation, and Tony, you have scam now, and there are 45 seconds starting now.
Well, here's something I've learned from Derek already. The best scam to use on this audience is to praise Guernsey, which is what I'm going to do now. In comparison, Jersey is but a fluke. A floating isle of excrement. I'm sorry to be so graphic.
Stephen Frost, John.
Sanitation.
All right, I would consider that deviation because I don't think in anybody's wildest dreams you could describe Jersey in those particular terms. But, all right, you have the subject, Stephen, and there are 19 seconds on scam starting now.
Probably the greatest scam in the world, we all know it, was the one when a royal person many years ago in the country of Germany decided to wage war against his courtiers. Yes, you know who I'm talking about. I am, of course, mentioning...
Clement Freud challenge.
Second, of course.
So he said, of course, because you didn't know who you were talking about.
I don't know who I'm talking about. People look at me going, oh, I've never heard of this one.
And I was looking at you thinking, can he keep going for another 3 seconds before the whistle goes? But you just didn't make it, so Clements got in with 3 seconds to go on scam, starting now.
If scam were spelt S-K-A-M...
Clemens Roy got the extra point then, and other points in the round. He's moved forward. He's one behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, a piece of cake. Tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
A piece of cake, in fact, the whole cake, is made from flour and sugar and eggs and fat. And you can have all sorts of other ingredients in it. You can have currant cake. You can have, if you want...
Stephen Frost-Chance.
Too many haves.
Yes, that's right. Right. So, Stephen, you've got him well there. 46 seconds, a piece of cake. It's an easier one for you. Tell us about the Kaiser as well. And, a piece of cake starting now.
Well, this subject is a piece of cake, which means it's easy, simple, not difficult to do. A piece of cake. But it comes from the Cockney rhyming slang. Piece of cake, mate, friend, bend, plumber...
I must say, nobody plays a game the way you do, Steve. But the audience enjoy it. But Derek got in first. 30 seconds on a piece of cake. Back with you, Derek, starting now.
Coffee cake. Orange cake. Lemon cake. Cake of soup. Crab cake. Many kinds of different cakes are a piece of which can be taken and given in the Cockney rhyming slang, which we all like so well, which means a piece of cake.
Clement Freud got in, yes.
That was hesitation.
10 seconds, a piece of cake, Clement, starting now.
Un morceau de gâteau is rhyming slang for chateau. Chateau, the painter. But is, in fact, something which is simple to do, easy...
The points that Clement got in that round, including that one when the whistle went, meant he's now moved forward, and he's now equal with our leader, Derek Nimmo, but only just behind training Stephen Frost and Tony Slattery in that order. And Tony, your turn to begin, and the subject is mementos. 60 seconds, starting now.
Ah, that smile beguiles me even now. One of my favourite mementos is a lock of Nicholas Parsons' hair. We were young, yes, we were in love. It was a night in Leeds. I found him a sensitive lover, attentive to my needs, patient, a little prone to fainting, but never mind. I keep the aforesaid memento in my pocket. I go every...
Well, may you have dried up after 30 seconds going on that one. You have 30 seconds, Derek, on mementos starting now.
I think the oldest memento I have is a piece of a tail fin from an incendiary bomb which burnt down my Wendy house in 1942. And it was then that I knew total war had been declared. For a young lad to come out of an air raid shelter and see this lovely place where Peter Pan might have played on fire. It was absolutely traumatic. I also have a little votive offering which I found outside Salamis.
Clement Freud Chance.
Repetition a little.
Yes, your little Wendy house. Don't look like that. Clement, you cleverly got in with 7 seconds on mementos starting now.
I have very few mementos, except for shoes, socks, pants, and trousers. These latter garments.
Well, Clement Freud has now taken the lead. He's one ahead of Derek Nimmo. The other two in the same position as before. And Clement, your turn to begin. Having a ball. That's the subject. Have a ball with the subject. Tell us something about it. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Playing tennis, if you only have a ball, is incredibly boring. It takes a long time. Each time you serve, you have to wait.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Long time each time.
Yes, well done, Derek.
Boring.
50 seconds. Having a ball with you, Derek.
One of the great ball givers in the United Kingdom is Nicholas Parsons. He is president of the Lords Panelers, and I'm wearing the tie just to show that I'm one, too, today. And second only, perhaps, in fame to the Duchess of Richmond's ball just before Waterloo is the one that has been given by our chairman.
Stephen Frost.
Two givens.
Yes, it was given. It's a bit of pity I wasn't enjoying that. Mm-hmm. So, Stephen, you got in with a repetition and 32 seconds for you to tell us something about having a ball starting now.
I went to a Halloween ball last night. It was fantastic. Everyone dressed up in different costumes, masks, makeup, and black plastic and shiny cloaks. Halloween.
Derek challenge.
Repetition of Halloween.
Yes, Halloween, yes. 23 seconds available for you, Derek. Having a ball, starting now.
I really am having a ball here tonight. In St. James's Hall, looking at these delightful people that have given up their Sunday worship to be with us here tonight. I must say, it's easy to have a ball in Guernsey, particularly on a Sunday, when the streets are throbbing with people, the restaurants, the public houses, all
the... Stephen Frost has challenged you.
Sunday, worship and Sunday.
There's two Sundays there.
Absolutely right.
So, Stephen, you have very cleverly got in with only 1 second to go. You are learning fast there on the subject is having a ball, starting now.
Having a ball is the best.
Well, that was a popularly won bonus point for Stephen Frost, who has now moved forward, but he's still in third place, just ahead of Tony Slattery, but trailing Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo in that order. And Stephen, your turn to begin. Victor Hugo, tell us something about that great man in this game, if you can, starting now.
Victor Hugo, the famous French novelist and inventor, apparently spent some time here in Guernsey. He was exiled here by the French government for writing bad musicals or something like that. But not many people know he was also a creator of machines. For instance, he made the unsounding bell, which is a silent form of ringing used in the novel The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Not many people know this, but...
Clement Freud challenge.
Not many people know this.
Not many people know this. Clement, you've got in Victor Hugo, and there are 34 seconds starting now.
Victor Hugo wrote Les Miserables, known as the Glums in England. And he was, in fact, incarcerated or detained on Guernsey, which was then a sort of penal settlement, not unlike Australia. If anyone did anything wicked anywhere, Guernsey was the place to go.
Stephen, the challenge.
There's a lot of Guernseys there.
Yes, I know. So, Stephen, you very cleverly got in there, and you have the subject back with you. Only 5 seconds to go. Victor Hugo, starting now.
When Victor Hugo wrote his first novel, he did it on the original typewriter, which was...
So, Stephen, as I mentioned earlier, who's not played the game as much as the others, speaking as a whistle-wind, gained an extra point. He's only 3 points behind Clement Freud, who's equal with Derek Nimmo in the lead, and Tony Slattery is trailing a little, but, Derek, it's your turn to begin. Beauty is the subject, Derek. 60 seconds, starting now.
Beauty is only skin deep, said Virgil. I agree with him in a way, but what else matters? And people I've worked with, like Evelyn Leigh, Vivian Leigh, for instance, the lovely Liz Hurley, their beauty is skin deep. I'm not very interested whether they've got a glorious pancreas or a gorgeous spleen.
Stephen,
what
you're
I
challenged.
Want to their beauty.
Skin deep.
Skin deep. You went skin deep a couple of times then. And you have 40 seconds to tell us something about beauty, starting now.
What was a lovely young girl like Beauty doing going out with a hairy monster like the Beast? Who was in charge? Her father should have took her by the hand and said, look, he's got fur.
Tony, you challenge.
A bit of a hesitation.
Yes. Tongue-tied completely. 31 seconds. Tony, you tell us something about beauty, starting now.
Beauty is skin deep. It's a phrase that really means, if you really love someone as I do, you know who I'm talking about. The fact is, you have to look beyond the glasses, further than the grey hair. Yes, it's all very well wearing a variety of pastel shade jackets, but it's the heart that matters, and my personal soul was speared by an arrow from Cupid, the beauty that is our chairman. Never can anyone Leonardo's da Vinci...
I hope they're cheering in the audience for that outrageous piffle and not for the concert. Tony, it's your turn to begin. You can carry on again. I'm a bit worried because I don't know how he's going to work this subject round to Nicholas Parsons and the love affair because his elbow grease. You have 60 seconds, Tony, starting now.
Elbow grease, I suppose, is a synonym for any type of tough effort you put into manual labour.
He never challenged.
He just stopped. I know. Did some heavy breathing, really.
Tony plays for the laughs. He did a great visual thing there, which is not very good on radio, but it's pleased our audience here. And you got in first, Derek, 53 seconds. Elbow grease starting now.
It was something they used to send out the greenhorn, the apprentice, to buy at the local shop. Say, go out and buy a tin of elbow grease.
Stephen Frosthounds.
Two buys.
Stephen, you've got in well. You're catching up. And elbow grease with you, Stephen, starting now.
When I was a young boy, my mother used to say to me, clean that bath and put some elbow grease into it. Because I was only a child, I took a knife and pierced my elbow and poured the blood into the aforementioned receptacle which you bathe in and scrubbed as hard as I could.
Oh, you got over the first time and you can't win. Clement, you challenge first. 33 seconds available on elbow grease starting now.
If you are a hagiographer, and especially if you read hagiography, you will find that...
Derek Nimmer, you challenge. What was your challenge?
Two if you are's.
You're quite right. I will listen, yes. So you have 23 seconds to tell us something about elbow grease starting now.
One does have to work very hard, particularly if I'm in a factory, or if perhaps you see other people who are striving on the streets, sweeping up leaves after they've fallen in the winter winds. And then you rarely need some elbow grease to keep you going, to push the things that have fallen away from the trees into little heaps.
Just before the... Stephen, Ross, you challenged...
I did. Two trees.
There were two trees, and you got in half a second before the whistle. So you got a point for that. It's going to make a very interesting result, this. So you have half a second to tell us something about elbow grease, starting now.
Elbow grease, of course.
Well, as I indicated earlier, that was the last round. And we have no more time to play Just a Minute, which is very sad because we've enjoyed it. We hope our audience here in Guernsey have as well. And I'll just give you the final situation. Tony Slattery, who's only played it two or three times before, but does give tremendous value and has ruined my professional career. And so he's finished just in fourth place. Stephen Frost, who did very well, a tremendous surge at the end there, but he is now equal with Clement Freud in second place, but just one point ahead is Derek Nimmer. So we say, Derek, you're the winner this week. So, it only remains for me to say thank you to our four exciting players of the game, Tony Slattery, Stephen Frost, Derek Nimmer and Clement Freud. I also thank Anne Osborne for keeping the score so well and blowing her whistle so vehemently for us, and also our producer, Chris Neal, for producing and directing the show with such efficiency, and of course, the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, for keeping us in such delightful employment, and also our thanks to this delightful, exciting, warm, friendly audience here in the island of Guernsey, from you and to all our listeners, from them, from us. We hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in next time you play Just a Minute. Till then, from us all, goodbye.
And at the same time next week, Just a Minute will be coming from the Radio Theatre here in Broadcasting House. Now before...